our time. We uncaged.
Welcome to Topple Uncaged. I'm Steve Topple, and you're locked on to the UK's hottest politics and music podcast. Each week, I bring you the rawest takes on the big stories making the news, always joined by a very special guest. Then, I pleasure your mind, body, and soul with the freshest, most banging international music going.
Uncaged.
Oh yes, my music guest on this week's podcast is one of the most exciting female singer-songwriters to come out of Jamaica this year. But actually, she's not that emerging, as she is an extremely seasoned vocalist. Want to find out more about this fantastic young lady? Then listen in. I'm always humbled on my podcast to be able to introduce to you new acts which I think are going to either blow up or who I think are extremely exciting or hopefully will do both. And my guest this week is no exception. She is a fantastic vocalist hailing from Jamaica. She has just done a collaboration with a friend of the Topple Uncaged podcast, I have to proudly announce. She's absolutely sublime. I'm very excited to be able to introduce her to you. This is Ray Nicole. Ray, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm very excited to have you here, I have to say.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I'm excited.
Thank you. You have got this fantastic, it is fantastic, it's gorgeous track out with the incredible Indy Allen, who regular listeners to the podcast will know was on a few weeks ago. Regular listeners might also know that Indy happened to just drop me in on his mixtape as like some guest vocalist. That was the weirdest thing ever. He literally was like at the last minute, the interview was amazing, can I use it on the mixtape? And I was like, really? You want me on your mixtape? Okay. He is a lovely guy as well. Such a nice man. However, the track is absolutely fantastic. It's called Feeling Irie. It has been out now for a couple of weeks. Premiered on Reggaeville, no less, yep. I have to say. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's got, you have a kind of, there's a reggae sensibility almost about it. It's got the undertones of reggae. But for me, it was more of a real soul influenced and laced track. You've got Indy's lovely lyrical vocals, come a bit of sing jay going on, sort of coming in and out of your absolutely gorgeous sort of soaring vocal, which showcases your new and as yet unexplored for the public talent, if you like. It's perfect. It's a gorgeous, beautiful track, and I can see it maybe having something to do with my wedding at some point, you know, because it's that kind of beautiful beautiful love song. I mean, how did the collaboration with Indy come about? How did you two hook up for this?
Okay, we're both from Montego Bay, which is St. James. So I've known him since grade 8. And we were friends. Okay. Yeah, since 2000, and a very long time. So we've been friends for a long time. And we started at the same time. So we came together in the same class doing music together with Fusion Band, or Fusion, Fusion. They're the one that produced this track. So we wanted to become an entity at one point. So Indy brought the song to Fusion, and we said, look, this is a really good song. We can make this work, so let's do it. And then he gave it to me to perform it. And we've been performing it for years, like a lot of years. So we sat down. As we got older, we sat down together, and we looked at how it could be better. And so we spent years just working on it, working. I know it's just finally time to be released, but I'm grateful that Indy brought it to us. And now we can show the world what we did many years ago.
That's really interesting. I'm fascinated by the fact that this has been bubbling away under the surface for years. That's because it sounds really fresh. I mean, there's a credit then to the production and the writing of the song itself, because it sounds completely fresh for 2019. You've slotted in really well to the whole reggae vibe and movement that's going on at the minute. It's perfect. I mean, as I said in the introduction, it showcases your voice beautifully as well. You have a wonderful I want to say you go from an alto to soprano, and you have this wonderful soaring ability just to move across the octaves, and it's effortless, if I can get my words out. And that, for me, that's always the mark of a real talented singer. It comes across effortless. It's your voice is absolutely beautiful. When did you discover that you had a talent for singing? When did that first start for you?
Well, I've been singing for as long as I can remember. 3, 4, as long as I could talk, I could sing. Or maybe even before I could form words, I could sing. But I grew up in church. I am a Christian. I go to a Baptist church. So I grew up in church. There's a lot of singing, and I'm still a part of my church. And that's where it started. And my family, they recognized my talent from at a very early age, and so they influenced me to continue in that direction. And so when I left high school, I was a part of the choir in my high school, and I was the president at one point of the choir, and then I left. So I was in a lot of choirs and musical groups when I was in Montego Bay, and then I moved to Kingston to start Edna Manley. I'm very happy that my parents influenced me to do that. That's perfect. And so I started. It started from a very young age, and it's just been a growing process from that. And it's been a beautiful process, I really should say, because you can see your own growth. You know, when you're able to experience your own growth, it's just amazing. It's really exciting. I'm really grateful.
That is, yeah, no, you're spot on, absolutely. To be able to sort of step back and view, as you say, how you have developed and blossomed almost as an artist. I think that's also crucial as an artist, to be able to see where you would like to go in the future as well. You have to be aware of where you've come from and how you've grown, to then be able to blossom and grow even further. So I think that's a real, really important point actually to make. It's interesting, yeah, because that the school you mentioned, that's where Indy went as well, isn't it?
Oh no, Indy went to Cornell College, which is an all boys school.
Who am I thinking?
I was right across the road.
Is it Kumar? Do you know?
Pardon me?
Is it Kumar who went to the Edna?
Kumar. Oh, Edna Manley.
Yeah.
The college. Yeah, we went to the same school. It is right. Edna Manley, yeah. I thought you were speaking about the high school. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, that, like I say, it's fascinating that you have that awareness of your own growth. I mean, have you? You say church was a big influence. Musically, were you influenced by any artists? I'm kind of always a bit do I ask that question, because I don't know if it's going to be an insult, because no, I'm an artist in my own right. But so who then influenced you sort of musically and vocally, really?
Well, for me, okay, some people would have their specific influences, but for me, I am a very open-minded person, and so I look at one person and I find influences from everybody and everything. So I have no one specific person that I'm influenced by, but I'm always listening, I'm always learning, and I'm always trying to put little elements into my own singing style. So when I'm practicing, sometimes I practice something from a specific song that I heard, no matter the artist. So it's just influences from many people. It never stops.
And musically, is your main influence, would you say, reggae, or are there, because like I say, there's a sort of soul feel comes to me from feeling Irie. Is it reggae? Is there soul influences? Are you musically, are you quite broad with what you listen to?
I'm very broad with what I listen to, but I have to say soul is number one. Soul, gospel, reggae. I think that would be the order. In my opinion, that would be the order.
That's really interesting, because that does come through from the track. Like I say, you've got sort of the reggae. There's the bubble pattern going on in the background. You can just hear that kind of offbeat, and it has there's sort of an elements of calypso feel going on. But it is soul that ultimately comes through from that track. And I mean, again, it showcases the fact you have a beautiful, soulful voice, brilliantly.
Oh, thank you.
I'm also interested with regards to your Christian, you go to Baptist church, how much does that influence you musically? I mean, obviously the fact you grew up singing in church influenced you in terms of how you sing, but your actual singing and your writing, how much does your faith influence what you do as an artist?
Well, my faith helps me to stay at peace and to be patient with my own craft, because some people are very impatient and something doesn't work for them today and they get all crazy. All you have to do is just sit down, relax, and say, God, what do I do now? So it helps me to be at peace. It also, in my writing now, it helps me to find the better things to write about. Okay, I wouldn't say better things. That might be a little off, but it helps me to, what's the word I'm looking for? But like peaceful things. I speak about love a lot. I'm big on love. I speak about love. I speak about peace. I speak about passion and soulful things. So those are some influences from church. That's what it helps me to do.
That's good, because I mean, there's in the world today, there's a lot to be angry about, really, isn't there? And so it's good to hear that you're at peace that much that you can focus on the more positive, I suppose, aspects of life, which I think is important in music sometimes, especially. I mean, the sort of revival movement that's been going on, it's all very politicized, a lot of it, and some of it's sort of quite angry, which has right to be, but it's also good. To have that counterbalance with then artists like yourself. I'm interested. I wasn't going to ask you about this, but I'm now interested, so I want to ask you. So you are a songwriter as well, then? You write.
Yes, I am.
You are. I'm always fascinated. What comes first with you then, if you're a songwriter? Are you writing the lyrics first, or do you do the music first? How do you go about constructing a song?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I write words and they're sitting there for quite some time and then a melody comes along. Sometimes I'm sleeping and I hear a beautiful melody in my head and I just wake up and record it at the same time. And sometimes I get like a rhythm to record on and it just all flows. So it depends on how I'm feeling at the moment or what's happening. So there's no specific way for me to write. I'm just glad when it comes together. That's it.
You see, I think that's the best way. I love the fact that something comes to you when you're asleep and you have to get up and record it straight away. It's brilliant.
Definitely.
That's just great. Quick, go and make yourself a tea or coffee or whatever other tipple you like, because me and Ray Nicole will be back in a second. Now, a little bird tells me that you also used to be quite a prolific background singer, actually, background working vocalist. I've heard you background for Maxi Priest, nonetheless, which was quite a revelation. But you've also done background vocals a lot of times over the years for Protégé, the Grammy-nominated revival roots artist who was up for a gong for a matter of time. How was that, working with Protégé? Because musically, he's quite, he's fascinating as an artist, isn't he? How was working with Protégé?
Okay, well, I still work with him.
Oh, okay.
It's been 2 years now. It's really good. It's you learn a lot from him and from his band members, because they've been touring for years also. So it teaches you a lot. I can ask him anything. I want to ask him about the music industry, and he'll be more than happy to tell me about it and tell me what is good and what is bad. So the experience is good. You meet a lot of people, a lot of cultures. You get to experience so different food, different type of that. I enjoy traveling with him. It's really a pleasure. I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity.
Excellent. You know what? It's interesting what you say about how you can ask him anything about the music industry, because, I mean, for me, looking at when he started and how he was really one of the pioneers of the revival movement, he has kind of reshaped what it means to be a roots reggae artist in a lot of respects, because he does a lot of charity work, which isn't really, he doesn't get a lot of credits sometimes for. And he's the whole way he conducts himself and his work ethics and etc. He's kind of set himself as quite a sort of leading figure almost in how 21st century reggae artists maybe should be. Do you think that's a fair appraisal?
I think so. I definitely think so. Knowing him personally, he has a really great big heart. He has a very beautiful heart and a good team with a big heart too. So, and then his band members, including myself, we are all kind-hearted people also. So it's good to have positive people around you, and I think the people that are around you influence you in a certain way. So it's good to have positivity around you, so you can, your positivity can shine even more. And he's one of those persons who are benefiting from that, from having so many positive, open-hearted, beautiful people around him. I think so.
That's very, very fascinating. I will have to speak to him about that when I interview him. So, as an artist then, as Ray Nicole, what can we expect from you moving forward as an artist? Are we going to be having some more soul tracks? Are you going to be branching out into any other areas of music? How do you see yourself showcasing to the world what your music is going to be? Is there a plan?
There's a small plan. I'm still working. It's small, but it's coming. I'm still working on it. But I mentioned Fusion. So I'm a part of Fusion also, by the way. So we do production, and they are producing a lot of music. So I have a song that's coming up with them in a couple of months. It's on a juggling. It's Cherish Rhythm, and my song is Right Words. So that's the first thing that everybody can look out for. I have no idea when the release date is, but it is soon. It's very soon. It's coming, and it's going to be great. So that's next. And I would like to do some acoustic projects. I love acoustic music, and I would love to do acoustic projects. And after that, I just want to keep performing, keep recording, keep writing, because, and feel out the music industry, because, you know, it changes very rapidly. So that's my small plan.
No, I think it's a great plan. It's very interesting you picked up on you want to do more acoustic work, because, I mean, this, especially out of Jamaica at the minute, there are some really, really excellent artists emerging who acoustically are always brilliant. Obviously, Indy's one of them, just fantastic. Kumar from who was in Raging Fire, is another one who is absolutely superb. I'm interested, just again, going off script a bit, the sort of the roots and the revival movement, I guess, is kind of getting quite big. It's kind of blowing up a bit at the minute. It all really exploded somewhat. It was always there, obviously, but with, for example, Protégé's release, A Matter of Time, and then Kabaka Pyramid, Contraband, and now obviously you've got Coffee, who's blowing up globally. The whole revival and the reggae movement feels like it's having a bit of a renaissance at the minute, and I think it's going to be huge this year. I think reggae is going to be the sound of 2019. I mean, how do you, living in Jamaica and being involved in the industry, how do you think the sort of reggae movement and the revival movement is at the minute? Do you think it's in a good place?
I think so. I think it's in a very good place. It was in a good place last year also, because you have other artists like Kelissa, who is doing her thing, and then you have, so a lot of artists coming up now, they're understanding more the meaning of what's happening, the whole vibe behind reggae. So we're getting up there, and it's getting bigger and better every year, and I think it's in a very good place. The Jamaican people, we're really being attracted to it more than usual, because I have been going to shows for years, and sometimes they're emptier than the usual show would be, and now you go, you have to be fighting to get a ticket, you know. And it's really good to see that it's growing. It's good to see that it's evolving, and it's great, and people are really being drawn in by it. It's because it's positive music. Most of it is positive music, and the other half is straight truth. It's just truth. So I'm really happy that it's in this place right now. It's in a very, very good place, and I'm looking forward to being in there too.
You hit the nail on the head there, really, because I said earlier that obviously some reggae music is sort of angry, and it's more about the state of the world. But overall, actually, you're right. Reggae is really positive. It's always got something positive to say, and there's always a social or political or spiritual message in there. And I mean, for me, I've said it to a couple of artists a lot of times, actually, I've spoken to. I think the world needs that the sort of revival movement at the minute, because sort of politically and socially, the world's not in a particularly good place. Yeah. And I think the revival movement and what it means, and where, especially where the music comes from and what it's trying to do, is really, 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 really important, because, as you say, it's invariably positive, and if it's not positive, it's got an important message to tell the world. And I do think it's crucial. And you're right as well, there's so many good up-and-coming artists. Who's coming up? Zaya Benjamin's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. And there's some great female artists as well, which isn't just you. Like I say, Zaya Benjamin's coming on. Obviously, Coffee's blowing up. I think it's in a brilliant place, and I hope more people are going to start listening to it, but crucially, listening and understanding what it's saying to them as well, and what the message is. I mean, so just to finish off, Ray, so you've got a new track coming out, hopefully in a couple of months, which we'll know more about. I mean, are we talking an album at some point? Will we be seeing that from Ray Nicole sometimes? Because I want to hear it for one, please.
I'm thinking more of an EP.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's quite a thing now, isn't it?
An EP.
Because
I had this
debate with my editor at work, because I said, who was it? It was Junior Morgan, who reggae artist who dropped his Hilltop EP recently, and my editor was work with like, EP, that means extended play, and I was like, no, I had to explain to him, EP now means it's more of a free introduction to an artist that people can listen to get an idea of the artist. But I think that would be a really good move. Dropping an EP would be excellent, and therefore, if you're going to do that, hurry up, please. That would be lovely. If you're going to do that, will you please come back on the podcast and tell me about that?
Most definitely. I'll always come back anytime.
Excellent. You are fantastic. Like I say, you have the most gorgeous voice, and you're obviously an extremely talented songwriter as well. But moreover, you're lovely. I like you a lot. It's great. Ray Nicole, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been a real treat to talk to you. It's been lovely.
Thanks for having me. Hopefully soon again.
Yes, please. Ray Nicole, thank you. How lovely is Ray Nicole? And how talented is she? She is absolutely fantastic. And here it is, her debut single, which has been promoted heavily by the brilliant Reggaeville. It's featuring the sensational mate of mine, Indy Allen, who featured on an earlier podcast. Here it is, Feeling Irie. This is Ray Nicole featuring Indy Allen, Feeling Irie.
Hey, Mr. Music Man, play your melodies for my heart. Sweet company for life. Said you're all I need. You're all I need. Come and play for me. Won't you take my hand? Just take my hand and get high with me.
And that's it. This special music episode of Top Line Caged is done. I'd like to thank my fantastic guest, the incredible Ray Nicole. Follow her on Instagram. It's _RayNicole. As always, behind the scenes, thank you to the love of my life, the gorgeous Nicola Jeffrey. Follow her on Twitter. It's @NicholasCJeffrey. And my man in the booth, sound engineer Gav Pause. Follow him on Twitter. It's @PauseWithZRadio. Thank you to my in-house singer, Ray Star Music. Follow her on Twitter. It's @Ray_Star113. And thank you to the Canary for uncaging.
Uncaged.